Seth Moulton compares supporting taxpayer-funded abortions to military funding. By Joshua Kaplan on June 6, 2019. Appearing Thursday on CNN's New Day, long-shot presidential candidate Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, compared support for taxpayer-funded abortion to paying U.S. military servicemen as part of a discussion criticizing former Vice President Joe Biden's support of the Hyde Amendment. A partial transcript is as follows. John Berman, if I can, and we haven't had much of a chance to talk about it this morning because we've been watching what's going on in Normandy. But there is an interesting development in the Democratic race for president, which is that Joe Biden, the former vice president, who is the frontrunner right now, has continued to say that he supports the Hyde Amendment, which has been in place since the late 70s, which bans federal funding for abortions, except in the case of rape, incest or the life of the mother. Joe Biden has been clear on his support of the Hyde Amendment throughout his career. The Democratic Party platform has gone against that, starting in 2016, but Joe Biden hasn't changed his position. What's your opinion of that? Rep. Seth Moulton, I think he should change his position. I think it's wrong. It disproportionately attacks women who don't have the private means to afford an abortion, and it's sort of like saying I support the troops but I don't want to pay them. That's the analogy here, and I think it's wrong. He says he's pro-choice, he says he supports a woman's right to reach this decision with her doctor, and yet, he refuses to support federal funds for it. I think it's another example of why it's time for a new generation of leadership in our party in our country. A new generation of leadership on national security, as I have been talking a lot about on the campaign trail, in women's rights, and so many things.